Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
So SRV bringing us back to late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're celebrating the 16th anniversary of the show, and we're doing it with one of our best friends. Steve Martin is with us. Steve has been just absolutely, positively invaluable, irreplaceable. Couldn't have done it without him. Don't know anybody who's done more to help us with the fundamentals of operating our business over the years. Folks, please go to profitpro.us. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. You'll learn more about how to run your business better. Please check out his book, which is called Instant Profits. And you'll learn more about running your business than you ever thought you knew or could know. So I really encourage you to do that. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, we were talking about uncertainty, primarily from an external standpoint, but there's a lot of internal uncertainties, aren't there?
Yes, Jim. It's just absolutely amazing. I walked into a manufacturing plant just a few months ago and had to pick up my feet because there were power cords on the floor and I was beginning to trip over them. And finally found my way to the office, which was on a mezzanine on the second floor in the middle of the plant. And as I walked in the door, the president and owner was just finishing yelling at one of his long-term employees for missing an order.
Wow.
And one of the things, the first word that came to mind was chaos. And we went out a little while later and chatted because he wanted some advice on how to improve his profits. And I said, as we made our way out through the maze of the plant, I said, well, gee, have you ever thought about organizing your shop floor? He said, oh, yeah. We're too busy getting product out, he said. Well, the problem there was that he was creating internal uncertainty on his own by not having just fundamental organization of where things are and how things are done. And
this is the kind of story that reminds me of the story about the ocean-going vessel that's taking on water, and the bilge pump is broken, and they're bailing like crazy to keep the boat from all hands on deck are bailing water out with buckets, right? And somebody says, why don't you just go fix the bilge pump? He says, we're too busy bailing. We can't fix the bilge. We don't have time to fix the bilge pump.
Well, that's exactly right, and I see it all the time in all types of businesses, Jim, where people are creating their own uncertainty internally by not doing the fundamental things it takes to organize their business process.
And incredibly, they've gotten comfortable with that situation.
Well, they've gotten by with it. You know, in some of the better days of the economy, customers would drop in spite of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the reality is now there's a heck of a lot more competition, and you can bet that they're working harder and smarter than some of these other people are. So
that's right.
It really does necessitate taking a look internally at where the problems, challenges, and opportunities are and getting down to fixing them.
Well, and most of the time, just like the guy you were just talking about, unfortunately, most of the time, you can't see those things yourself. You need somebody else to come in. I mean, even though it's the log in your own eye, you can't, you know, you might be able to see somebody else's problem, but you can't see your own stuff sometimes.
Well, that is the problem. You get blind to it, and I'm so used to going into offices and plants, it takes me anywhere from 30 seconds to 5 minutes, depending on the size of the operation, to get a really strong sense as to how much money they're throwing out the door by not managing the details of their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it shows up in these things, the errors, the problems, the uncertainty about where the next order is going to come from.
Well, this is what you mean by instant profits, isn't it? Because if they can clean up a little bit, then people are able to get more done without moving stuff. If there's a way to avoid waste, that's instant profits, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. It costs you nothing, and it shows up on the bottom line instantly. That's exactly right. I've been doing that.
And those are just the tangible ones, not counting the intangible ones, which includes employee morale, employee engagement, pride of being proud of what you do, and that kind of thing. I mean, discipline and order, people like that. People gravitate to that, don't they?
Yeah, they absolutely do, Jim. Yeah, safety, quality, speed of service, all of those things go together. Yeah, I've been doing this for over 40 years.
Well, do you recommend a guy like that engage his people and get them to help him identify what needs to be done and make it happen so they can have ownership?
Yes. In fact, that's my private consulting practice.
Right.
What I do with the larger clients, that's what I do. I help them organize that. And with my SCORE clients, those who are small businesses under 500, I do it for free through the SCORE Association.
That's just the kind of guy he is, folks. I'm glad you mentioned that, because folks, Steve gives away as much of his time probably as he offers in his business, and that's one of the reasons why we admire him so much. Steve, thank you for all that you do for small business. Thank you for all you've done for my audience, and thank you for all you've done for this small business owner.
Jim, well, thank you for all that you do. It's a pleasure working with you.
It's Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us. Please check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim, for this half hour. I'll be back after these messages. Jim Blassingame, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.